Welcome back, everybody, to the Talking Sportsbooks podcast, where we continue to look back at some of the best stories and quotes from the first 50 editions of the show. Now, coming up on this edition, Fleet Street journalist Rob Beasley, who spent over, three decades or so covering football for a selection of the most read daily and Sunday titles, he looks back at his relationship with Jose Mourinho, as chronicled in his book, and it's a really good book, by the way, Jose Mourinho, Up Close and Personal. And this was the moment when on a Saturday night, he was sat glass in hand, waiting for the big, big news story to break on Sunday, which was that Jose Mourinho was to be revealed as England's new coach. And just before we get there, if you've missed any of the previous 50 shows, they are all still available either on the website at www.talkingsportsbooks.com, or you can stream them from any major platform. Recently, by the way, we've had three of the most popular shows we've ever done. Recently, Watford Forever, the story of Elton John and Graham Taylor. Carl Frampton talking about his life in his autobiography. And Gary Newbon looking back on 50 years in television with a whole arsenal of great stories about TV legends. One of which, by the way, was him doing the first ever interview on UK television with this bodybuilder bloke that nobody had ever heard of, who couldn't speak a word of English. His name? Arnold Schwarzenegger. But that's another story. Back then to Rob Beasley and Jose Mourinho. And this is how close Jose Mourinho came to becoming England's coach. You're sat at home and suddenly you get a text, can't remember if it was a text or a call, from Jose that said, are England interested in me? If so, I'll take it if it's offered. I mean, did you think it was a wind-up?
No, it was actually, I was sitting at the farewell press conference of Steve McLaren, the Wally with the Brolly, and he was doing a press conference, I think it was at Sopwell House near St Albans. And he was sitting there and taking it on the chin, saying, you know, I think this job came too soon for me. I fell a little bit short and all this like that. And you always get annoyed when somebody's forgotten to turn their phone off in a press conference and the phone starts ringing or it goes off or something and you get the daggers. Well, I'd forgotten to put my phone on silent and suddenly it went, you know, the text coming through. So I went, oh, blimey, phone. So I went to turn it on to silent and I looked and it said JM, which was Jose Mourinho. So I thought, what's this then? So I clicked the button and it's Jose saying, is the England job interested in me? And I went, oh my gosh. I said, funnily enough, I'm at England now. Do you want me to go and ask? And he went, yeah. So I lost all interest in covering the Steve McLaren farewell press conference. That wasn't the story for me anymore. And I went straight off to find Adrian Bevington, who was the head of communications for the FA, and then Brian Barwick, who was the chief executive, and said, look, I've just had this email from Jose Mourinho saying, are you interested in him as the next England manager? And they went, oh, yeah, of course we are. So I said, can I text him to say that you're interested and pass on your deal? Yeah. So I got back, yes, they're interested in. But amazingly, nothing was done for about 10 days or something like that. And then Jose texted me again saying, I've not heard anything. And it just coincided with flying out to, I think the World Cup was in South Africa and it was something like the draw and we were all flying out and I happened to be on the same plane as Dave Richards, the president of the Premier League, and also Brian Barwick. So we bumped into him just settling into our seats for the flight. And I said, I've just had an email from Jose saying that you've not been in touch. Are you interested in him or not? And they went, yeah, but we've had a lot to deal with. We were coming out here and all that sort of thing. So anyway, as they got back, they had the secret meetings and to all intents and purposes, the FA thought he was taking the job. I'd written a story on the Friday night, Jose, New England manager, Jose Mourinho, and a big interview inside about him saying, I couldn't resist the job. The England fans want me. The FA want me. I love English football. I can make England winners. Da-di-da-di-da. And I wrote it all and I sent it off. And of course, the sports editor and the editor are delighted. This is fantastic. We're really going to set the agenda tomorrow. We've not only got the scoop story, we've got the first interview with him. Ah, oh, we're brilliant. And then I'm driving down the M40 to Chelsea to cover a match. And just as I get to Oxford Services, it's that ping, 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 ping again on the phone. And I went, who's that? So I pulled into the services to see who it was, because you never know who it is. And on a Saturday, that's big day for a Sunday journalist. And I looked and it said, it was Jose saying, don't go so far with that England story. I might be taking a club job instead. And I went, oh, no. My big back page lead story, my big England feature on the inside, why I can't say no to England, it looks a bit stupid now. So I texted him and said, well, what's happening? And he wouldn't tell me where he was going. It was clearly into Milan, who'd been in touch. And he says, no, I can't tell you, but just say that the day-to-day interest of being in club football, I would miss it too much, not having a match for 3 months and just going and doing a scouting mission. I need that day-to-day involvement with the team. It's a top team in a top country with that. And so I had to make that phone call to the sports editor and say, you know that headline we've got, Jose says yes to England? He said, yeah, yeah. I said, can we tweak it a bit? He says, what do you mean? I says, can we make it Jose says no to England? And he says, why? What's happened? What's happened? I says, he's going to take a club job and he's not going to take the England job after all. Well, the first reaction was like my first reaction. Oh, no, we've lost a great story here. But we turned it around and we said on the back page, Jose says no, 24 hours change of heart and all that. On the Friday, he said this. On the Saturday morning, he's saying that. So we made something out of it. And the beauty of it was still a massive exclusive because the FA had been briefing all the other Sunday newspapers. So all the other Sunday newspapers came out, Jose for England. on their back pages, and we'd got the exclusive where he'd turned it down. So it worked out well in the end. But oh my word, when I got that text, first of all, I was crestfallen personally because I was thinking if he was the England manager, what a time I'd have as a journalist working alongside him. All the scoops on England and going off to championships and European championships and World Cups with Jose in charge. I thought I'll be filling my boots. I'll be getting scoop after scoop. So I was crestfallen that the story had fallen down. I was crestfallen he wasn't taking the job, but as it worked out on the Sunday morning when I saw everybody else had got Jose yes and we got Jose no.
Great story that. What do you think? Success or not a success? Good idea to appoint Jose Mourinho as the England coach or not? Interesting. Another great story then from the first 50 editions of Talking Sports Books, and there are many, many more. You can explore them all on the website at www.talkingsportsbooks.com or via any of the streaming providers. That is it. Thank you very much for listening. We will be back with some more over the course of the next few weeks, some of the best memories from the first 50. From me, Tim Capel. Till then, bye-bye.